This podcast is sponsored by Podcorn. Podcorn is a fast and easy way to get your podcast sponsored by great companies that are aligned with your podcast. The Podcorn market has host-read ads, interview segments, topical discussions, and more. There are no middlemen, and you get to set your own rates and collaborate directly with brands. You don't have to give up any of your rights, and you have full control over how you monetize your podcast. I love it. Podcorn.com. That's podcorn.com. Hey, this is Dr. Letitia Wright, and you're listening to the Get Crowdfunded Now podcast. This podcast is for anybody who's interested in crowdfunding. You want to learn about raising money for your business, investing, or even how to raise money for a charity using crowdfunding. I'm your host, Dr. Letitia Wright, America's crowdfunding strategist and a crowdfunding expert that's actually been there, done that, and got the money. Thanks for hanging with us. Here's today's podcast. Hey, okay, it's been a minute since we've had a new podcast. We're on a bit of a different schedule because some great new things have been happening. I'm going to let you in on that. But of course, I'm going to be, giving you some crowdfunding information. So no worries, you're not wasting your time just listening to a bunch of promos. We're going to be talking a bit about crowdfunding planning because I'm getting a lot of inquiries. And I think people have a lot of misconceptions about how much time it takes to crowdfund and just their planning situation. But first, let me tell you some really good, exciting news. So as many of you know, and many of you don't know, because it's another side of me, it's a media side of me, and many of you just know about the crowdfunding side of me. You've never heard of the Right Place TV show. You've never watched an episode of it, and you had no idea that it ever existed. But the deal is, for the last 20 years, since the year 2000, in 2020, we'll be in our 20th season, I've had a television show called The Right Place. And The Right Place just got picked up on a national station. And so this fall, we're going to be airing on a national station. So part of being a little bit too busy to get the podcast together and get you all the podcasts is that I've been working on the TV show. And so that takes a little bit of work, putting the team back together and just getting all that stuff together. It's been a lot of fun. I'm very, very excited about it. But it does take time and it does take a little bit of a shift. And so this last quarter has been a little bit focused on that. Have not been putting out as many podcasts as I used to. And so the podcast sequence will be slowing down, but it won't be stopping. So don't worry, I'll still be putting that podcast information out there in education and letting you know what's going up. But I'm very, very excited about Right Place TV show, right? The Right Place TV show is for entrepreneurs. And this new season is going to be about entrepreneurs and also the good things that they're doing in the world. So I want to show some of the great differences that entrepreneurs are making in the world, not only by their charity, but sometimes even in the products that they're producing and they're putting out there. And so, and the services that they're putting out there. So we want to talk about that. Slightly different than what the shows have been in the past, but I feel really great about the direction and what we're going to be talking about. And so don't worry, you'll be getting tune-in information on that. It is different from the Get Crowdfunded Now podcast. However, I will be talking about crowdfunding information. I will be talking about my baby bosses, the kids that I help grow their business and create their business. So it will be sort of bringing together a lot of the other things, whereas this is just focused on crowdfunding. So it's a little bit different, won't take the place of the Get Crowdfunded Now podcast. But it will be great. It's going to be on television. You can see it on television. You can see it. You'll be able to see it if you have DirecTV or Spectrum. And you, of course, you'll be able to watch it online and get it in all those different ways. So I'll be updating you on that as that's going on. The other thing is that tomorrow I'm off to South Africa for an event with Female Wave of Change. Female Wave of Change is having a conference about, you know, getting rid of the old, bringing in the new. Don't fight the old. Let's change and just have something new. And of course, I'll be talking about alternative funding and how women can start their business and how they can really begin to do things in a different way. Many times funding is what's stopping people. Funding, they've got the idea, they've got everything together, they've got the funding. Right now, we're in a great time for entrepreneurs where people are pitching and they're getting VC funding. But in some cases, in some pockets, and as you know, for women of color, they're not being showered with dollars. And so I teach a lot of women about, hey, this is how the alternative funding works. This is how you go out and get the money that you need. This is how you do it. And so I'll be traveling to South Africa to that conference to teach the women there. So if we're friends on Twitter, LinkedIn, or Facebook, you'll be seeing the pictures and posts for that. And of course, if we're not, go ahead and put a link out there. I'm also on Instagram, Dr. Wright, DrWright, and the number one, Dr. Wright one on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. And then on Facebook and LinkedIn, it's Dr. Letitia Wright. So you can connect and follow the whole event. I'm going to be posting as much as I can. On the 24th of September, I'm doing a webinar with the Nonprofit Cafe. That is a group on Facebook. We're going to have an amazing time. I'm really going to go deep for nonprofits and how crowdfunding works and why crowdfunding fails so much for nonprofits. I'm also going to do a whole little thing on how to get ready for Giving Tuesday. Giving Tuesday is coming up, and most nonprofits are going to get trampled in the fray. The big winners are going to be the big nonprofits. The big winners are going to be, you know, United Way, the Red Cross, you know, people like that. All the little nonprofits, you're going to get trampled under people's feet. The Giving Tuesday is going to come and go, and nothing's going to change for you. And so I want to give people a strategy for that. So if you're interested in that, go to Facebook and join the Nonprofit Cafe. You need to be a part of the group. You need to be in there. The seats are limited. She's using a system that has so many seats. It's not like infinity seats. So you got to register for it. It's free, but the seats are limited. So you have to register for it and get in there. But I think you're going to be learning a lot of things that you haven't thought about. Again, crowdfunding for charity is a little bit different than the regular fundraising, but I'm there to serve and really help people understand how it works. So that's going on. Alrighty. So let's talk for a moment about crowdfunding planning. Crowdfunding planning. So many people come to me and I say, when do you want to start the crowdfunding? They want to start crowdfunding in the next 30 days. They want to start the money coming in the next 30 days. And their goal may be $100,000. And the challenges with crowdfunding, and I'm going to be really straight with you, because there's a lot of people advertising and making it seem like people just start crowdfunding and they just start bringing in $100,000 in the next month. You have to do planning to make that happen. The people that you see that make $100,000, that make just tons of money, they've been planning it for a long, long time. It's not something that gets done when you just think of it, start it, and do it in 30 days. Something that you just think of and start of and do in 30 days, that's about $5,000, maybe $10,000. That's not a lot of money. And so for some of you, $5,000, $10,000 would be awesome. But I'm talking to people who seriously want to make $500,000 and they seriously have a 30-day start. And I just want to say planning is so key. Planning is key because all the elements have to be done. For most of you, it's going to take more than a month to even get your video done. If you want to have a good video. Now, if you're just trying to do a little raggedy, I'm on my iPhone and blah, 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 and boom, there's my little raggedy video. That's cool. And that can work in some limited situations. It can work. And nothing wrong with those down-to-earth videos. But for many of you that are doing businesses, and you have a business product, that video has to be absolutely on point. When you see people that have made millions of dollars, their videos are just movie quality. They're just fantastic shots, the music, the edits. I mean, just amazing, amazing stuff. And for every one of those, there's 10,000 by the wayside that have fallen apart. So I don't want to bang your head on the, you know, on the wood and just hammer it in. But planning is key. So I want to adjust your expectations that you do have to plan. The bigger the amount you want to make, the longer the plan has to be. Many times they don't tell you how long they were planning before they launched. But I guarantee you, if they're telling you that they didn't really plan it, they just did it, and they made $1 million, or they just launched it in 30 days, that they're not quite telling the truth. Because when you just think about what you need to put all the elements together, even if you have a budget of $500,000, it takes time for people to actually do things. If you order graphics, the graphics people don't, they're not magic pixies that make your graphics tomorrow. It takes a week and you tweaking it and you saying, okay, I like that, but maybe you need to change this and that. So just be mindful of what's really happening in the real world as you're going for your crowdfunding. And remember, planning is so important. That's my message for the day. I'll talk to you soon. Remember, ignoring one's conscience is neither safe nor right, and I can't wait to see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, and please share it out with your friends. I appreciate it so much. And you can financially support the podcast with 99 cents a month, or $4.99 a month, or $9.99 a month. That's right. Surprise! It's crowdfunding. Hey, you can support the podcast any way you like here on anchor.fm. I appreciate that. And I've got a special gift. Those of you who are supporting at the $9.99 a month will get a review of your projects. Normally I charge $250 an hour, but for my sweet and generous supporters, I am here for you. So you do whatever you want to do to help me, and I am going to help you. Thank you so much, and I'll see you again next time. Remember, ignoring one's conscience is neither safe nor right.